Hello, everybody. Hello, and welcome to Challenge Worship Night. It's Tuesday. You're here. We're here. We're glad that you are joining us for this worship experience that we get to. We get to do every Tuesday here, every week. So, thank you for tuning in. I'm glad, and I hope that just as you go into this time, maybe you're stressed out, maybe you're anxious about one thing or another, personal or with school or with work, or there's lots of things that can be on our minds as we come into any situation. And for this particular time, I mean, for every particular time, we want to devote it to God. And this time especially, we really want our hearts, I want my heart, to be just attuned to listening to God and offering him praise for what he's done for me. And so I hope that you also are in that frame of mind and frame of heart to offer up praise. And if you're still kind of on the fence about what it means to follow God, then I encourage you to listen and to just leave your heart open for God to move within you. And so I guess I suppose I normally would not do this, but I want to pray on the front end here just to kind of kick us off and to get our hearts, in a state that's pliable for God to move us. So pray with me. Well, Father, thank you so much for the opportunity and the thrill of worship and the thrill of knowing you in our lives. And so I ask that right now that we would be just ready to see you move and to hear what you have to say to us through these songs people have written and these words that are written in your word, that you're in the Bible, and then anything else that happens tonight. We offer it up to you as something to praise you by, and then also to honor you by, and to uplift us by, and to urge us all toward your truth and knowing you more. In your name, amen. Okay, we have a new song right now. And so this is talking about, I guess I'll just intro it really fast. It's about God as light, and there's various attributes that are talked about here, but it says that even the darkest days are temporary, and it acknowledges that God is the everlasting light. Okay, and so whatever darkness you might be encountering just in your personal life, or perhaps in, your relationships with people, but specifically, I mean, more generally, I suppose, there is darkness that perhaps a lot of us are just feeling, sensing right now because of circumstances throughout the world, And so just you can dwell on, through this song, the light that Jesus offers and the light that he is to us if we choose to call on him. So listen and worship with us.
Stop you. Even the darkest days are
I love the line in the bridge that talks about how God is outside of my understanding, outside of our understanding, but still within my reach. That really speaks to me. I don't know about you, but that idea that we cannot fully comprehend or understand God or his ways, but he is within our reach in the sense that he has chosen to make contact with us, even though he is far outside of, you know, time and space, as the chorus says. So that is a truth that is worth just holding on to, and that's something that I'm really encouraged by as we sing that. So let's sing another. There's a grace when the heart is under fire. Another way when the walls are closing in. When I look at the space between where I used to be and this reckoning, I know I will never be alone. There was another in the fire. Standing next to me, there was another in the waters, holding back the seas. Should I ever need reminding of how I've been set free, there is a cross that bears the burden, where another died for me. There is another in the fire. Dead left for dead beneath the waters. I'm no longer a slave to my sin anymore. Should I fall in the space between what remains of me and this reckoning? Either way, I will bow to the things of this world. And I know I will never be. Another in the fire, standing next to me. There is another in the waters, holding back the seas. Should I ever need reminding, the power set me free. There is a grave that holds no body. Now the power lives in me. Yeah. There is another in the darkness, as the darkness bows to him. I can hear the roar in the heavens as the space between wears thin. I can feel the ground shake beneath us as the prison walls cave in. Nothing stands between us. Nothing stands between is Jesus. He who was and still is and will be through it all. So come with me in the space between all the things unseen and this reckoning. I know I will never be alone. Sing, I know. Another in the waters, holding back the sea. that's where you'll be. I can see, oh, I can see the light in the darkness as the darkness bows to him. I can hear the roar in the heavens as the space between wears thin. I can feel the ground shake beneath us as the prison walls cave in. Nothing stands between. Me again. Father, we're so grateful for your love and your power that remains with us no matter where we are. And you have searched us, God, and you know us. You know when we sit and when we rise. You perceive our thoughts from afar. God, you are so acquainted with us and our ways, and we're over here. We can't fathom you, but we choose to worship you and we choose to trust in you because we believe that whatever we're going through, whatever struggle, whatever fire we might be going through now, we trust that you will deliver us from it and that you will make us stronger, that you will refine us as a result of what we go through. So we thank you, Lord, for all that you do, good or bad. Pray that you would bless and be with us through the rest of this time. In your name, amen. Okay, next up, we have a student testimony, as always. So this week we got Jesse Rath. Go ahead and step on up. Yeah, that mic is hard to get out of there, buddy. Yep, there it goes. I can attest, it's hard. It's a tough mic. So anyway, here's Jesse. He's going to tell you his story.
All right. Hello. How is everybody doing? You can't really answer me, but that's fine. All right, so I grew up in a Christian family and like just going to church super young. I always knew that my salvation was through my belief and faith in Jesus and not through like anything I did. But through like most of my life, I never really knew how my life should be different than like the rest of the world. But I knew it should be different because like in high school, I went to a Christian high school and there were a lot of people there who claimed to be Christians, but they just like live like the rest of the world. And like, I knew that was wrong, but I didn't know what should be different. And like just all those people who like kind of live double-sided lives, like fed into my own, like, oh, I'm good enough, or my own like kind of private, I can, the way I am is fine. And then coming to college, my first semester, I just continued to be content going at my walk myself and just not really stepping out in faith ever. But then my second semester, I really wanted to have a Christian roommate because I didn't want to have a roommate who was like a partier or anything. So I came to a challenge. Life group was the very first thing I came to, and it just instantly stood out to me like how nice and just how like outgoing and I guess willing to talk everybody was and just like discuss what's going on in their lives. So like later that week, I met with Brendan Allen and he shared with me like what it meant really to follow Christ and like how your life should be different. And just ever since then, I've just been trying to live more obediently to God. Just one of the things I've seen change in my own life since living more obediently to God is just way more peace. Like in the past, I would always get stressed out, whether it's like over homework or going to the doctor, just whatever it is, I just be stressed out. But now I just have so much more peace because I know whatever I'm going through, God will be there with me and nothing like can stand in his way. More recently, there have been a lot of cool ways I've grown. Like I think since COVID hit, there was like another opportunity for growth, like because I became isolated again. And I had the choice to just continue to go back to my just personal, self-centered, I guess, Christianity, or I could continue to pursue God. And just in that time, I decided to continue to pursue God and try to know him deeper, even though I had been cut off through like a fellowship and all that things. And God just really used that to just build so much more joy into my life, even with all this craziness that's been going on recently. And that's just a super amazing thing that's happened to me, and I know it can happen to all of you guys. I'm just really looking forward to continue growing in Christ alongside you guys. Thank you for letting me share my story. And now we have Matt with announcements.
Thank you, Jesse. That was awesome to hear. So, like he said, my name is Matt, and I'll be doing announcements for you guys tonight. Just to get down to it, first up, we have our life groups, which are online 7 p.m. every Thursday. We have one for freshmen, sophomores, juniors and seniors, FCA, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and IFN for our international friends. There are Zoom links to these on our social media, on all of our posts, so definitely check those out if you haven't already. Always a great time. You'll meet people that are, just like Jesse said, just ready to talk and get to know you and just that want to do life together. So it's awesome. And my next and final announcement is for our online event this Friday at 7, which is a Bob Ross Paints Along. At the end of the night, there will be a time to share what you've made, and you can use any art supplies you have in your house or wherever you are. So Bob Ross will be making a special appearance. And trust me, you guys are not going to want to miss this. So see you guys this Friday, 7 p.m. online. And with that, I'm going to hand it over to our awesome speaker for tonight, Noah Denny. Thank you, guys.
Hello, everybody. Let me get my mask off so I can speak clearly to you guys. Hi, everybody. Like what Matt said, my name's Noah, and I'm really excited to speak to you guys about Ephesians 3. This week, I wanted to build on the idea that Jacob shared last week about unity. If you haven't checked that out, I would encourage you. You can go on our YouTube page, and you can see all the past videos we've done, and I would encourage you to check that out. Now, before we get into the passage, I want to ask you, what did you want to be when you were a kid? Go ahead and post it in the comments on the video, but what did you want to be when you grew up, when you were a kid? When I was 12, I wanted to be a video game designer. I got this little program called Multimedia Fusion 2 or something. It was trendy graphics and free. And I made a couple little games here and there. I think at one point I figured out how to make Snake, which was super cool. And as I got older, though, I realized I enjoy playing games more than I do making them. So when I got to high school, I decided I was going to be a news anchor or radio show host. And I actually got to do news anchoring at high school for a year. And that's when I realized that I hated it and didn't want to do that for the rest of my life. When I got to college, I was like, okay, I've got to figure something out for my life. And so I thought, okay, maybe I can go into teaching. And I was all over the place in what I could teach. And I thought maybe writing, I could teach writing. And now I find myself on staff with Challenge. And so maybe this is for a little bit longer. We'll see. We'll see what the future holds. What we want to do today has probably changed a lot from what you wanted to do earlier in your life. And college can put a lot of pressure on you to try and figure out what is the thing that's going to define you that you're going to do for the rest of your life. Which is a pretty big question, even though most of us have only really been independent for a couple years. And for you freshmen, it's been like a month. So that's a lot to figure out. So on this point of purpose, maybe you feel lost. Some of you might feel like, I know exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to go do this, this, and this. And that's great. Regardless of how you feel, it's important to remember that God has a pretty big and incredible plan for our lives. In Proverbs 19:21, it says, "Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand." This week, covering Ephesians 3, we're going to be talking about purpose as this chapter highlights some of the aspects of God's purpose for us that I find really exciting, especially in a time where everything is so up in the air and confusing with COVID, with the smoke for those of you that are local in Chico. So let's get into this. So the first point I want to make is God has already revealed his purpose for us. How neat is that? In Ephesians 3, 4 through 6, it says, "This mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, and shares together in the promise in Christ Jesus." So this mystery that's been revealed to Paul is that everyone are heirs to Christ. For those of you who might not know, a Gentile is just somebody who's not Jewish. And back then, for the Jewish people, they saw themselves as God's chosen people. And that's true. But through Christ Jesus, he makes all of us equal heirs to God. And while the specifics might be different in terms of what God's plan for your life is, God's ultimate purpose for all of us is that we worship him and that we share the gospel with others. In Matthew 28, 19 and 20, it says, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." Maybe some of you listening are going to be doctors and nurses. Others might go into business. You might go into video game design, or maybe even construction management. I found out that Chico State has a really great program for that, in case you didn't know. Whatever career you go into, as long as there are people around you, you can fulfill God's purpose for your life to go out and share. And regardless where that God may take you in life, that purpose will stay the same. The second point we see in this is that God has a purpose for everybody, regardless of their past. In Ephesians 3, 8, and 9, continuing forward, it says, "Although I am less than the least of all of the Lord's people, this grace was given to me to preach to the Gentiles the boundless riches of Christ, and to make plain to everyone the administration of this mystery, which for ages past was kept hidden in God who created all things." So Paul's an interesting guy. He's the author of Ephesians. He's the author of a lot of the New Testament. And he had a pretty abrupt career change. Paul was known as a Pharisee. These were the most respected religious leaders of the Jewish community. And he was zealous. He was on fire for his beliefs to the point where he saw Christians as a threat to Judaism, to his beliefs. And so he got permission from the high Pharisees to go around and persecute Christians and send many of them to their death. This isn't super great, but God still had a plan for him. And he had a pretty incredible intervention. And through a miraculous encounter with Jesus, he changed his life around completely, becoming a staunch evangelist for Jesus and being the main vessel through which all of us Gentiles, all of us non-Jews would hear the gospel. And you can read all about him and his missionary trips in the book of Acts if you're interested. And even though Paul did a lot of not great stuff, and he even mentions in that beginning, "Although I am less than the least of all the Lord's people," like, he recognizes that what he did was bad, but he also recognizes God's grace towards him that has enabled him to go out and have one of the biggest impacts for Christ. Your past does not define how God can use you now and into the future. I know for myself, when I first joined Challenge, I had made some mistakes, and I thought, wow, I don't know how much God can use me. And God really has. He's really changed my life around and sent me forward to go and evangelize and to share with people. And it's been pretty incredible. And if you're feeling like God can't use you because of something you did in the past, or if you feel like God can't forgive you for something you've done, stop it. Get some help. Go to God. Ask him for forgiveness. And he promises that he will forgive you every time, no matter what you've done.
The third part, the third and final point, is that because of Christ, we can approach God for help with his purpose for us. Have you ever been given an assignment where you looked in the paper and you thought, I have no idea how to even start with this? I remember my last year of college, I had to write a 30-plus page honors thesis. However, I wasn't given a topic or even a field to focus in. I had to choose, and because of my total lack of direction, it ended up taking me a month just to find a topic to study and write about, and it took me a year to write this paper. God doesn't expect us to try and live life on our own. He tells us that he will provide strength and guidance for us. In Ephesians 3:18, near the end of this chapter, he says, I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, we have full access to God for help. Hebrews 4:16 says, let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. That because of what Jesus did on the cross, we can go to God with confidence, the creator of everything. How incredible is that? I think sometimes all of us need a good reminder of that, that all we have to do is go to God in prayer. There's no rituals. We're free in Christ to go to God wherever and whenever we want. And we can be confident that God is with us as we follow his plan, because he said he is. Going back to Matthew 28:20 that I shared earlier, it says, Jesus said, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. God won't abandon you. God isn't telling you, okay, here's your purpose for your life. Now go have fun. But he wants to guide you every step of the way. It's incredible. During this season of COVID, where it can feel like our lives are on pause, it can be easy to feel purposeless. But this just isn't true. This week, remember that God has a plan for you, regardless of your past, and all you need to do to begin pursuing that is to pray to him for strength and guidance. And if you don't currently have a relationship with God, your purpose tonight may be to choose Jesus for the first time or in a new way. Only by doing that will you begin the journey of purpose that God wants for you for the rest of your life. If this is something you'd like to do, click on the connection card link in the chat and fill that in, and then we can connect with you and help give you next steps. I hope this time has been encouraging to you. Please come check out our life groups this Thursday to get a deeper look into the chapter of Ephesians, and come to the Friday event, and I want to end with some prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us purpose. Thank you for what you did on the cross. Thank you that no matter what we've done in the past, you still want to use us for great and mighty things. Thank you for being so easy to access. God, we love you. We thank you for this time, and in your name we pray. Amen.
Sing how deep. How deep the Father's love for us. How vast beyond all measure that he should give his only son to make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns his face away as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Amen. upon his shoulders. Ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there until it was a so more song. So great spending this evening with you guys in whatever form this takes. I look forward to this night every week, so, and I hope you do too, to not only to come together as people who are seeking God together in some way, and also just to worship God, you know, to really spend this time meditating upon Him. So I'm glad you chose to join us tonight. So make sure to come next week, and then we also have life groups on Thursdays. Friday, we have our online fun event. And then if you haven't already, you can fill out that communication card and let us know about how we can be praying for you and what your takeaway is from tonight. So thank you guys. See you next time.